All right, 6 o'clock, time to call our February meeting of county commission. To order, let's all stand if you would please. Father, we come to throne of grace, dear God, we thank you, Lord, for this day that you give us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the blessings of life. We thank you, Lord God, for your grace, long suffering, your mercy, Lord. God, we thank you, Lord Father, for Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. God, we come tonight, Lord, as we come, Father, we pray for wisdom. God, we pray, God, that you'll give us wisdom to do the county's business, Lord God. And, Father, we just pray, God, that you just give us what we need, Lord. God, and we'd make the decisions that you have us to. Lord, that would be for the best of the county and people. Lord, we come, Lord Father, asking you, Lord Father, to be with our soldiers, God, and touch them, and your hand of protection be upon them, Lord. And God, we pray, Lord, for this country. God, we ask you, Lord Father, to touch this country, Lord, in only a way that you can. God, just be with it, God. Be with our leaders, Lord, and give them what they need to go. God, just guide us and direct us, Lord. And we ask all this in the name of Jesus. We ask you, pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, sir.
Here.
Nathan Sanders. Karen Ashford.
Here.
Chris Singleton.
Here.
Curtis George.
Here.
Eddie Mears.
Here.
Brent Brandon.
Here.
Randy Gannon.
Here.
Crystal Alexander.
Here.
Tony Burnett.
Here.
Race number 5, approved. Change agenda. If it pleases the commission, I would like to add Mr. Tim Bale. He would like to talk to us about accepting a grant, money from a grant, I mean. I'd like to add him, if it pleases the commission, I'd like to add him up under number 8. I'd also, on change agenda, I would like to, the Board of Education has asked to have 10, 11, and 12 on your agenda withdrawn from the agenda. And they would like to seek a joint workshop in the late spring or early summer with the commission.
Make a motion to approve the deletion and additions.
Got a motion?
Second.
All in favor, aye?
Aye.
All opposed? Got a motion to approve the agenda.
Move to approve the agenda.
Second.
Got a second. All in favor, aye?
Aye.
All opposed? Number 6, consent agenda. Approved meeting minutes from January 5th, 2022. Approved notice. Is there some notice?
I move to approve.
Second.
John Cable, Brandon Jones.
Can you make the motion?
Mr. Luna.
Both. Mr. Luna.
Yes. Move to approve both.
Okay.
Who seconded?
Any discussion? Who seconded?
Brandon.
All in favor, aye?
Aye.
All opposed? Crisis number 7, public comment period concerning agenda items. See anybody over here? Over there. Over here. Yes, sir.
Greg, I'd just like to speak about the old swimming pool. I think Randy was going to speak to that tonight. I may be a little bit out of school, but Sam, I don't know what he's going to say. But to me, that's something that it's fulfilled its usefulness. It serves very few in the county anymore, and it's become an ongoing expense, it seems like, over the last period of years. So I'd like to see the commission decommission those swimming pools itself. There's lots of neighbors, lots of folks that has their own swimming pools that didn't have that back when that was built. And like I say, the taxpayers would be asking to pay for something that a handful will get to use. That's what I wanted to ask the commission to really look at and think about. I don't think everybody don't like paying taxes, but they don't mind paying them if it's going some to benefit the mass. That old pool benefits the very rich. So that's my thought.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else? All right, so that closes the public comment period. Brings us to number eight, is old business type of items. I have none under that. So I guess we'll let Tim, if that's okay. Mr. Tim Baker.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, good evening. And so, most of you know me, but if you don't, my name is Tim Bell, and I'm by trade a critical care paramedic and a licensed certified respiratory therapist. I have been a volunteer with here in Cannon County. I'm on my 32nd year as a volunteer. Most of the time when I come in front of you, I mean, they're talking about one or two organizations where I'm the director of Cannon County Rescue Squad, but tonight, I'll talk to you about the fire department, where I serve there as the chief administrative officer. So this year, we had an incredible opportunity to apply for a grant. As a matter of practice, we usually have to come before you on these matters, but this was one with a really short top timeline, and I talked with Chairman Mitchell about this because this is a 100% grant. And so we got a notice of funding award from the Tennessee Fire Marshal's office for $45,000. We asked them for $125,700. We just received the notice of funding on January 20th. We've not received the contract as of yet. Afforded all these information over to the County Finance Department. And without objection, unless there is a regulatory reason, then I'll sign the grant on behalf of the county. That money will be transferred to the treasurer via the Tennessee Edison system, which is how they do their automatic deposits. And then we'll expend that funds out over a year's time. Now, so that's, I'm going to need two or three things from you, and that's one of them. So do you have any questions about that?
What will that grant money cover, Tim?
So, great question. So I asked for 10 air packs at $7,500, which is $75,000, an air compressor station replacement, which was $49,500, and some training for first responders of $1,200. So their highest priority is the air packs. The next priority would be the fuel station, and then their lowest priority would be training. But since they funded us less than what we asked for, I really won't know until the contract comes back exactly how and when we'll be able to spend it. I suspect that one of the capital needs that we place for this year and this year's budget is replacement of that fuel station. So if those funds can be used to that, we may use the funds there and withdraw our request for funding under capital needs. But I won't know until the contract comes of how they're going to let me spend that money.
I know a lot of the air packs are out of date. Will that help get them?
So
how far will that go?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, and we appeared before the commission 3 years ago. We've constantly been in contact with the previous administration and this current administration about our air packs. They're at the end of their useful life. And so we actually have a public comment period or a public hearing to apply for CDBG. Happens next week. We need to replace the entire fleet of air packs, which is about a $500,000 project. The air packs that we have that are still working, as long as they continue to test good, we can use them for another year. We just went through a complete inventory and test here last month. So they've got another year on them. But if at any point a part tears up, we can't replace that part. We have to decommission it. So we're rapidly headed towards the end of their life. They're at the end of their life as far as the NFPA recommendation.
Spending the money on the things that you just alluded to, would there be any money left?
No, sir. $45,000 won't even buy them. It'd take $500,000 to replace the entire fleet of airbags. Now, I will tell you that if they allow me to spend this on this air compressor station at Short Mountain, we have made upgrades. We've got two airfield stations, one at Short Mountain and one at Moortown. It's on the north and south end of the county. Last year, or 2 years ago, I got some grant money to completely overhaul that station at Moortown. So it went from an unoperating, unserviceable piece of hardware that would not work to a $50,000 unit right there that we got grant money for. So in that money, I also made upgrades to the Short Mountain bottles, the air bottles in that station, but the compressor for that station has reached the end of, you know, it can only compress so much, right? So the next phase of buying air packs, we've got 1.5 stations right now that can fill the new air packs whenever we get the new air packs. So we've made upgrades along that way without it costing the county any money. I don't know if that answered your question. That may answer a question you didn't ask. I'm pretty good at that.
Just for your information purposes, the CDBG on the money that we had tied up in Park Hill water tower, they allowed us to be released early off of it. My understanding is they only got pumps for that tower, but they allowed us to be released off that CDBG where we could get in time to put in for the other.
100% funded?
It's 100% funded.
I moved.
Overrun, we'll spend out of our current fiscal year budget or our next year's fiscal year budget.
Okay, I move to approve.
Second.
A motion to approve. Got a second. Any discussion? All in favor, aye?
Aye.
All opposed.
And then the last item, which I've already talked to the county finance department about, and I might say they do an awesome job, is we need, so that money will come into the county, and then it will be expended via POs opened up for that specific money. So this grant, it's going to go on again and again. The very first year was $500,000. Second year was $2 million. This year was $5 million. I expect that the state's probably going to put at least $5 million, if not more, into it next year. I've kind of got it figured out, so now I'm going to go back and ask for some more the next time around. So what we need is a line item in our budget or somewhere, and Diane and them know how to do it, and that doesn't have to be done tonight. But that money, we probably cannot spend it all by June 30th. So whatever needs to roll over until we spend it out. We have to spend it down to zero. To accept the $45,000, we'll have to spend it past $45,000, which is $45,001. So anyhow, y'all have to work that out later on. Any other questions?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tim. Appreciate it. Brings to the next item on the agenda, approved resolution 2023-5, authorizing a continuous 5-year reappraisal cycle and memorandum of understanding. I will yield the floor to you.
I don't really have anything, you know, to say,
unless
y'all have a question for me. Y'all have that in your packet. The resolution does have to be approved, and all that is what we are currently on is a 5-year reappraisal cycle. So,
I'll entertain a motion.
So, Angela, it's not changing anything.
It's just a continue. We are in reappraisal this year, so we will complete reappraisal for 20 and 23 this year. So this is preparing for the next cycle, for future cycle. And the memorandum of understanding just explains what we do with reappraisal. Kind of just brief information.
I'll make a motion to approve that.
Second.
Got a motion to approve and second. Any discussion? Call roll, please.
Patrick Kleiner.
Yes.
Nathan Sanders.
Yes.
Karen Ashford.
Yes.
Chris Singleton.
Yes.
Curtis George.
Yes.
Eddie Mears.
Yes.
Brent Brandon.
Yes.
Randy Gannon.
Yes.
Crystal Alexander.
Yes.
Tony Burnett.
Yes.
All four.
All four. Motion passes. Takes us down to approve funding for community center roof. And I should have, I guess took that off, but we can explain what happened there. We had a bid opening, and we didn't have any bids open. No bids coming. So we're going to try again. So there's nothing needed there tonight.
So that'll go under old business at a later date?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Number, the next one is approved resolution 2023-3, TCRS probationary period discontinued. And I'm going to let Diane kind of explain it, if you would.
Yeah, and I sent you all an explanation on that. It's really just, you know, we hire a new employee, so now we have a 9 days before we can move enroll. And the problem with that is that, you know, we have to remember to enroll that person in 9 days. So Diane's office is saying, and he was talking about it. He said a lot of counties are getting away from it now just because you hire somebody new, you start them on the retirement. If they quit 90 days, that money still stays in our pool at the state, so we're really not losing anything. But this will just take that 90-day probation period off. We would like to.
Motion.
I make a motion we approve resolution 2023-3.
I'll second that.
Motion and second. Any discussion?
So, Diane, is there like another rule somewhere that says you don't get any of that in 90 days? Well, you're saying it all goes back if it's within 90 days, regardless?
Well, I'm saying that whatever we paid into the state for that person, it's just staying in our, you know, we have our own pool of money with the state, so it just stays there. We're not flagged. Oh, yeah. So you have to work for 5 years to be vested. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Now, how long do you have to work to be vested?
Five years.
Yeah. Okay.
Five years. All right. No. Oh.
Nathan Lena.
Yes.
Nathan Sanders.
Yes.
Karen Ashford.
Yes.
Chris Singleton.
Yes.
Curtis George.
Yes.
Eddie Mears.
Yes.
Brent Brandon.
Yes.
Randy Gannon.
Yes.
Crystal Alexander.
Yes.
Tony Burnett.
Yes.
Next, approved resolution 2023-4, Cannon County flood damage prevention. And Lane, you, the administrator, is here with us today.
Program requirements. It's going to be, we currently have what's in that document in our zoning resolution. The only difference is that the document you have in your hands, you have before you, spells out specifically the flood rate insurance maps that we use to establish the rates of insurance, flood insurance. So for a period of time, we're going to have both this resolution and the zoning resolution with the same language, with the exception of the permanent flood insurance rate maps. And I'll come back and show you after the planning commission amends the zoning resolution. We're going to amend the zoning resolution so that this would be incorporated in the resolution by reference and not specifically the end. If they change the maps, we'd have to say again that the zoning is, whereas if we just refer to it by reference, we can change the, redo the resolution as often as we need to without many of the zoning.
I move we adopt resolution 2023-4.
I'll second.
Second the motion.
Yeah. All right. Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Nathan Lane.
Yes.
Nathan Sanders.
Yes.
Karen Ashford.
Yes.
Chris Singleton.
Yes.
Curtis George.
Yes.
Eddie Mary.
Yes.
Brent Brandon.
Yes.
Randy Gannon.
Yes.
Crystal Alexander.
Yes.
Tony Burnett.
Yes.
Motion passes. Number 16, discussion of $40 wheel tax. $40 wheel tax. I'll turn it over to Commissioner Randy.
I'm going to have the floor then.
Yes, sir.
Okay. The papers that Jonathan passed out earlier, the first one, this is a resolution to levy a countywide motor vehicle tax. This is something I brought up when we had our first meeting with y'all. I kind of give you a little time to settle in before we get into this. And here we go. The thing that sticks out to me on this is Section 8, this resolution to levy an additional $40 privilege or motor vehicle tax shall cease and will no longer and will be no longer enforceable on the payment and satisfaction of any bond indebtedness or evidence of debt incurred for the purpose of building, renovating, or expanding the Kenner County Public Schools. The thing that kind of in question or evidence for me is evidence of debt incurred. This was originally told to everyone when this debt was paid, this $40 wheel tax would come off. And I do remember that because I voted for the $40 wheel tax because of that reason. The commission then, on the second piece of paper, the resolution 2019-8, we tried to correct it. But this original resolution was passed by the voters of the county. This second was passed by the commission. And really, don't know if this is legal. I really feel that it's not, since the voters put this, voted for the original. What was asked of Jonathan then on the third piece of paper, come up with something that would clear this up. Apparently, our past commission, there was a lot of language and stuff that they didn't agree with, it should be this or that or whatever. What I ask is take these three pieces of paper, read them and look at them, talk to the people in your district, see what, how they feel, what they want. But as far as me, I feel the $40 should come off because that was what was told. It's written kind of sort of that that's what's going to happen. But I ask that this be put back on the agenda for our next meeting. Or any discussion or questions, Jonathan, do you have anything you'd like to ask?
No, I just want to make it one thing clear. In Section 8 of the first document, that's the last section on the last page. Third line of that section. It ends when any bond indebtedness, or evidence of debt incurred for the purpose of building, renovating, or expanding the county. If there's any bond indebtedness outstanding, it continues. On the second resolution, in which the county commission itself tried to amend it without going to the voters, which I had talked to the state election commission attorneys, That's only, that can't be the case. Voters have to amend what the voters approve. But even if it was this amendment in the last section, now therefore be it resolved, it simply changes it to the outstanding debt. It doesn't define what that debt is. So the first resolution says any outstanding debt. The second resolution says the outstanding debt. With no, I didn't write it, I wasn't here. County attorney. So therefore, the third resolution, I did write it. And that was simply language that I'm trying to fix two problems here with that language and be very specific, and it gets kind of in the weeds. So the commission voted it down, although they would have requested that I craft it. So right now, you're under any bond indebtedness. Any bond indebtedness. But it must go to the voters to amend. Mr. Luna?
So the one in 99 was to fund the indebtedness for the high school?
It was
Woodbury Grammar.
Woodbury Grammar.
Woodbury Grammar School in additions to all the grammar schools.
Okay. That was the understanding.
That was the understanding, and that was what was told.
But the resolution says any.
Says, yeah.
But it does not define it in the resolution.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Gotcha.
Are there any outstanding bonds or indebtedness that the school has, Diane?
Yeah, we're still paying on that one. We still have that one loan we're paying off. It'll be paid off in 2026.
That, and that's that $400,000, right?
Well, we owe we refinanced it, converted it to a fixed rate. $2.9 million was the amount we had to refinance.
That's for those additions. That's the only bond we have. Is that right?
Okay.
And we're looking to have that paid off when?
2026.
2026. Could we pay it off earlier?
We probably could pay it off a year earlier.
Okay. So we could pay it off in 2025.
So in your opinion, could this commission continue the $40 wheel tax, or does it have to go back for a vote?
It has to go on the ballot to change. Yeah. To end it, change it, anything, it has to go on the ballot in the next regular election.
Right now we have a $40 wheel tax that's in perpetuity,
yeah,
for any indebtedness. So if there was an additional indebtedness from the schools, that $40 wheel tax has to go to that, even though it wasn't intended for that. And it's in perpetuity. There's no sunset on it. And so I think and I'm not trying to say what you're trying to say, but I think what Mr. Gannon is saying is that we've got to put a sunset on it, because that was the intent of the original 1999 wheel taxes, for the sun to set on it in May of 2026. And so, and my thought is that when the commission voted on it and didn't put it on a ballot, that's not worth the paper it's written on.
Anyone else?
And really, look at the last page. Look at the language. Is there any, if there would be something you want to change or add, bring back to the next meeting.
Commissioner Sanders.
So I guess I'm still not sure what is unclear, because when I read it, it says any bond indebtedness or evidence of debt incurred. Ms. Hickman has just told us we only have the one debt that was originally taken out, refinanced, so forth and so on. So my question is, what exactly are we unsure about?
Well, let's just say, for example, the
new debt, it would still be added to that.
Yeah, let's say, for example, they got to build a middle school, and they want that $40 wheel tax to go towards that.
Okay.
That wasn't the intent of the voters when they voted in the original.
Okay, that's what I need to know.
Was this published in the paper before it was voted on?
It was, and I must tell the commission, as I told the last commission, I don't have any evidence of what the intent was beyond what is the language here. and it reads what the language here, and it was published in the newspaper, that any bonded indebtedness, as long as the schools had debt, there would be a $40 wheel tax.
Commissioner Mason.
Do we really? I mean, if this got to go back to the voters, what are we doing? What do we need to do besides put a sunset or not put a sunset? Is that what you're saying?
Well, if you have new debt and the voters end with this $40 wheel tax, and you have new debt to build new schools, which is rather inevitable. We'll just have to pass another one. But the voters will have to pass another wheel tax if you get this one.
But they won't.
They definitely won't if we don't do what we tell them we're going to do.
But they won't any if we do either.
Well, actually, I mean, when it gets right down to it, the voters have, of course, all authority to pass a wheel tax. But this commission also has authority.
Well, and that's where, it's on the school board and those that are for it to get out there and talk to their constituents and convince them to vote for a wheel tax that funds that, since the school board is the one that
which is what was
took the actions
recently.
Yeah, because that's what was done. They voted for it in 99. I don't see any reason why they wouldn't vote for it in 2026 if we need a new
because
school.
Because they think we lied to it. They were lied to. They think it's already been paid and it wasn't taken off. They think that.
Well, that's...
That's not true.
I know that, and you know that, but they don't.
That's not true, but it's not... But it's our job to inform them of why they're wrong. It's not our job to keep the wheel tax in perpetuity because that wasn't the intent of the voters.
What's in perpetuity?
Like, forever?
Okay. Just for my purposes, so I can focus on what people ask me, because I've been asked this a lot. How much per year is coming out into the school budget from that wheel tax?
It's a lot. It's going to kill our budget.
Approximately.
How much
to have better communication.
Oh, the revenues will tax is around $700,000.
$700,000.
That's for the 40 and the 10.
Per year?
Yeah.
Almost $1 million on the budget.
But I'll say this, if my daughter's gonna have to go to an annex instead of a middle school, and the only thing preventing that is not having a wheel tax, then I guess I better vote for the wheel tax, or I better go sell it. But this wheel tax is not what that's for, and it's misleading to tell people that that's what that's for. I think that all we're trying to do is clean up the ambiguity that was left with the 1999 wheel tax referendum and do it in a way that's actually legal.
So,
and I understand what every one of you are saying. I truly understand it. But if they don't vote to put it back on, the property tax owner, property owners are going to pay every bit of it. That's what I'm saying.
And that's why we've got to sell it to people that if you don't vote for the wheel tax, then all our property taxes are going to go up.
Not we, the school board. Because this school board, they went out knocking on doors and ads in the paper, and they did the work and got the voters to pass it. So that would be on the school board to do that. Mr. Chairman,
yes, sir.
I have a question. So, what was on the referendum? Was it, I mean, I've been to a lot of elections. I know there's a lot of pages to read. Were these three things that the voters read, or what was on the ballot? Do we have that?
I think I have a copy of that.
That they actually read when they went to the voting machine?
You didn't?
I think it's
the office.
Oh, at the office. Would you mind sending that?
All right.
I have a hard time changing anything that we put out to the voters that we were going to do if they passed it.
Okay.
And words are word, and that's what we got to stick to. I mean, it changes, they change. That's my fault.
Mr. Chairman,
yes, sir.
Did we discuss in an earlier meeting putting this resolution on the 2024 presidential election and let the voters decide whether or not to extend it beyond 2026 or completely drop it at the end of this day?
Well, it has been discussed in previous commission meetings about the election in 2024. It sure has, but only discussed. Just a discussion.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
I'm not sure if it was Mr. Luna or Mr. Fagan. Did I understand that this resolution 2019-8 is invalid, illegal, whatever the right term is, that the commission did, because the voters did one, commission did another, so that really does make this invalid.
That's my understanding, but okay. I would defer to our county attorney as to his opinion on that.
Does that make sense, Mr. Fagan?
May I be recognized, Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir. Mr. Fagan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Sanders, I don't think it's illegal, but I do think that it's of no effect.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does. It does. Thank you. I wanted to make sure.
I'm not putting the words in your mouth that you're saying. It's like the first one.
Yes.
Anyone else? All right. Since we have no vote on it, it's just a discussion. We'll move on to the next, which is discussion vote of a future of swimming pool. And Commissioner Randy Gannon, I'll turn it back over to you. Before I give it to you, Randy, I want to apologize to you. I had some numbers, and I'm just going to spew those numbers out there if it's okay with you, Randy. And we looked at the swimming pool at the last 14 years, I believe it was, what it done. And I will email those numbers to you. The last 14 years, the revenue of swimming pool was $81,000. Right about there. The cost, I think, was
$628,000 or $38,000. It was less than 600. It's
500. It was 600. That was the difference.
Okay.
It costed us 600 something. You minus the 81,000, left 500. And I think it was 560,000 or something.
Right.
Somewhere right in there. So. When all was said and done after 14 years, what the number I'm trying to get at is the revenue was $81,000 and the expenditure was $500,000, was over $500,000. Now, Mr. Gannon, I'm sorry.
All right.
You go ahead, sir. You got the floor.
With those numbers being said, I don't know what you guys and ladies would like to do, but it seems like it's kind of like a hole in the ground. And I was on the pool committee, and basically we sat down and they came up with numbers for what it would cost. It would open in May, the end of May, June, July, August, and then close in September. So you're looking at really about 3 months for the expenses that Greg went over where it's open. That was about a year ago. Everything's gone up again. But what she was looking at was lifeguards, the whole business is going to run around $76,000 a year. My question is, we will run into a time, this county will, it always has, to where we're going to have to cut something. No one knows how much it's going to cost to get that pool functioning properly. It'll hold water because it's doing it now. But the piping and all that, I'd say, I don't know. I'm guessing. Will probably have to be replaced because it's been in there since I think that was opened in 1972. And the maintenance of it has never been done properly. You're supposed to kind of let the pumps run. They've never done that through the wintertime. So there's a lot of issues if you start trying to dig this up to see what's going on. And I can't give you a number on how much that would be. But my guess is it's going to be up in the thousands. But I don't know. But do you want to spend the money to start digging up lines and checking them? And then run into that expense of doing that, and then maybe 2 or 3 years down the road, all of a sudden, you're going to have to cut something in the budget. And that pool has always been the first thing that everybody cuts.
Question.
Yes.
Does the town of Woodbury contribute to any of that maintenance or?
No.
No. It's all county.
It's all question I had.
Chris?
Do we have any kind of idea of a cost of what it would take to basically fill the pool in and be able to use that as a possible playground area or another option for it?
I think it was set out for bid, and to fill it in, it was like, I think it was Preston Brothers and Diane, I think it was $96,000, something like that.
That 96 is pretty clean filling, so that we could potentially build out it again. It would be cheaper if we just crushed it, but then we have a future problem potentially, so that's adding that detail.
I have a question.
Yes.
What is the recommendation of the pool committee? Or do they have one?
The pool committee kind of dissolved.
Okay.
Kind of like, sounds like kind of like what the pool's going to do.
If I could, just a moment. The pool is holding water over there, as you see, if you go by there. We got to pump that out. Diane, last time that pool was operating, how much water did it use?
So, the last time, I think when Brent first came in, it wasn't the first year, but maybe the next year, they tried to open it, and it was leaking, so the guy that was running it was kept filling it up every day. We literally had about $20,000 in water bills throughout the course of that summer. It was even crazy.
Service.
Are there any possible grants that would help pay not to fix the pool, but for new construction of a playground area to go in place of the pool?
I have checked with a place, and I checked with our grant writer, which is Manny Maynard, that helps us write grants. I checked with her about a splash pad. She said, and this is what she said, and I've heard it from other people too, that she just got a splash pad for somebody, and it was a 50-50 grant. Well, a splash pad's $500,000, and it was nothing elaborate, she said.
I'm talking about not necessarily anything water-related. You know, basically fill your pool in, redo all the ground, and put a playground in place.
Well, that'd be awesome. I got some equipment.
Right. You know, you don't want to see something for the yeah. you know, kids of the area to you still want to have something there for them. You know, mm-hmm. feel like you want to add back if we're taking away. But obviously the cost is not, you know, justifiable to keep the pool.
And a playground doesn't have a water bill.
And in talking with our county highway department supervisor, they don't have the equipment. They could rent it if it were to go that route. But you need something, in talking with him, to knock the bottom out first. Just fix it to where it won't hold water. Collapse, break up all the concrete around it, push it in the hole, and then fit it. But it's just a cordon, if you're saying a playground or whatever, what do you want to go back in there? Are you going to plan to build something? If you do that, it's a totally different ballgame, just filling it.
That's why I was asking if there were any grants available that would help for construction of any type of playground that could go, you know, to that project.
I can sure do that.
In any of the conversations, has anybody talked to Head Start to see if they have any interest in using it as a playground or maybe expanding their playground?
Well, right now, it is probably the second biggest liability we have in the county. And I agree, you know, a playground could go back on there. Greg said he's got some equipment, but I'd like to explore that possibility of getting new equipment, too.
I'd like to see something go back there for the kids. This is in Nine Crystals.
It just seems that the pool's going to be cost prohibitive to do anything with, but you still want to give back and, you know, have something there. and a playground would be a low-cost option for the county.
Now, I have it.
If we can find some sort of grant to help with the construction of it.
I was going to say that I have got some equipment because of the BOE. I hope I still got that. And they said that that we could use, we could have the equipment at Eastside. Is that right? So that could be used. A grant, we can seek one out. I don't know that they'll pay to fill it in.
If there's some sort of help with the construction cost on it, it would be less cost for the county.
Exactly.
Back to it being our liability, we did purchase a pool.
We never purchased it. Because we didn't want to purchase it if they were going to redo it.
Okay.
It was kind of expensive, so.
Okay.
Diane, what are you talking about?
Well, you know, a three-star grant, a lot, they will pay for things like that.
They will.
That might be something.
That might be something we look at. That's coming up.
I make a motion that we explore the possibilities of filling that pool.
You want to bid that?
I second the motion.
Now, let me ask, you said explore, do you want to bid it?
All right, that explore.
Or you want to look about grants?
That throws that dog over in your house.
That's fine.
You can, you know, explore bids. You could explore with the. I left it broad.
Okay.
You could explore with the highway department and all.
All right. Just making sure.
I don't like going things that broad, but this I think needs to be done.
Okay. Several options.
And it was seconded by you, Commissioner Chambers?
Yes, sir.
Any more discussion?
You know, I would just like to say I have had a few people contact on this, and you know, like most of us here, I have many memories at the swimming pool, and I hate to see it filled in. I hate to see it gone away with and done away with. But as it was pointed out earlier during a public comment, either you had the creek to go to, or you went to the swimming pool. I'm not that old, but that's what we did. You know, the ball teams unfortunately don't use it as much anymore. And people now have pool or they go to the beach soon as school lets out. So unfortunately it's not used as much, and given these numbers, you know, I do hate to see that go away. But as been said, if we can put something back, you know, to still offer the county and the community, I think, you know, that would be doing the best thing that we could do with the resources we have.
Anybody? Okay. Call.
Nathan Lena.
Yes.
Nathan Sanders.
Yes.
Aaron Ashford.
No.
Chris Singleton.
Yes.
Curtis George.
Yes.
Eddie Mears.
Yes.
Brent Brandon.
Yes.
Randy Gannon.
Yes.
Crystal Alexander.
Pass.
Tony Burnett.
Yes.
Motion passed. All right. This brings us to finance department.
So we have three budget amendments. Number 10. This is what we just put last month to leave the debt and debt service, or the wheel tax payment to fund 177. So this number 10 actually is an amendment to move it out of education debt service. Number 10 is to bring it into Fund 177 and set up the budget.
I move that we pass resolution BA 2223-10.
I got a motion to pass BA 2223-10 education debt service. Do I have a second?
Second
by Commissioner George. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
No.
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 Yes.
All roll.
Call.
Nathan Lane.
Yes.
Nathan Sanders.
No.
Aaron Ashford.
No.
Chris Singleton.
Yes.
Curtis George.
Yes.
Eddie Mears.
Yes.
Brent Brandon.
No.
Randy Gannon.
No.
Crystal Alexander.
Yes.
Tony Moran.
Yes.
Motion carried.
And number 11. No, just moving.
Move we pass resolution BA 2223-11.
Got a motion to pass BA 2223-11, education capital project. Do I have a second?
Second.
Commissioner Burnett. Call the roll.
Nathan Luna.
Yes.
Nathan Sanders.
No.
Aaron Ashford.
No.
Chris Singleton.
No.
Curtis Storrs.
No.
Eddie Mears.
No.
Brent Brandon.
No.
Randy Gannon.
No.
Crystal Alexander.
Yes.
Tony Burnett.
Yes.
Motion failed.
So I'm going to move it out of 156 and it's going to go nowhere.
Apparently.
This can't
really
be used.
Really, if you have nowhere to go with it, you just leave it where it's at, don't you?
But we've already approved the y'all approved the resolution last month to move it to 177. So.
This is just a big deal.
Yeah. And.
Yeah, we're gonna find them if we don't move the money and set the budget up when the
resolution passed. Anybody wanna make a motion to try to eat? Yeah, I mean, Fund 177 is still the county. The county has control of that. The schools don't have control of that money. They can't use that money without your approval.
But they can come to us and request it, right?
Well, yeah, they can come nationally. Okay. They can't just...
They don't get to write the checks on it.
Right. They don't have any control over it.
But it does give them the option to come to us and make a request.
But 156...
Excuse me, just a moment. There ain't a motion on the table right now, so we can't discuss without a motion.
Motion be a motion to reconsider.
I make a motion we reconsider.
A motion to reconsider. Do I have a second? A second. Commissioner Alexander. Any discussion?
Yeah, I don't think it's under. I think it needs to be made clear. It's already been voted to be moved over. If we don't vote what to do with it, we're going to get an audit finding, and then everybody's going to yell at us. So. I mean, I get some people disagree with it being moved over, but it's already been moved over. The baby is on the way. You just got to deliver it now, okay? And I know people don't like that, but I guess we could just still say no and just get an audit finding and get yelled at by the comptroller. I think that's our only other option.
Well, the wheel tax can't be used but for one thing. Is that correct?
That is correct. And that's what it's being used for on this line item.
And it ain't going to be used for nothing else by my vote.
Any more discussion? Call the room.
Nathan Luna.
Clarification, Mr. Chairman. This is on the motion to reconsider.
Yes.
Yes.
Nathan Sanders.
No.
No.
Chris Singleton.
Yes.
Curtis George.
No.
Eddie Mears.
Yes.
Brent Brandon.
No.
Randy Gannon.
No.
Crystal Alexander.
Yes.
Tony Burnett.
Yes.
5-5.
Here we are again.
I'll get when we tie. I'll get when we tie.
All right. Got any?
Number 12 is more legal services for the project. We got another deal tomorrow, so I don't even think the 14 is going to be enough, but we'll start here.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Diane, on this, I believe the bill from Mr. Goodman was $9,900.
We've already paid him.
You had already paid $3,600.
So. And then he sent the 50 something, 5,600.
So the remainder is 50.
So I'm assuming he will send us, or do not send us the other one?
Yeah, he will.
This was the total up to.
Well, all of them. Is. Be on 15 days to 30.
We are now going to try.
I got mouse to feed, y'all.
Do I have a motion?
Make a motion we approve resolution BA22/23/12. Reason for it is everybody. The building industry in Cannon County is looking at this, and it's something that our system has developed. We have someone who's not following that system, and I know it costs, but this is the cost. And hopefully, when it does go to trial, there is a possibility we could recoup some of these expenses.
Got a motion to accept BA22/23-12. Do I have a second?
Second.
A second. Any discussion? Call the vote.
Nathan Lane.
Yes.
Nathan Sanders.
Yes.
Karen Ashford.
Yes.
Chris Singleton.
Yes.
Curtis George.
Yes.
Eddie Mears.
Yes.
Brent Brandon.
Yes.
Randy Gannon.
Yes.
Crystal Alexander.
Yes.
Tony
Gannon. Yes. I just have one more thing I want to give y'all. We've gotten 2 rate increases from Moody since August, which is really good news. So I just want to share that with you. I meant to do this last month and I forgot. And I already gave you your financial report.
Let me see what it says.
Mr. Chairman, may I say one last thing? Please, everyone, look at these documents on this $40 wheel tax. And then we'll add it to the next agenda
month.
For next month.
Okay. Oh, hold up.
Yeah.
The school had an amendment.
Okay.
It should have been in the first page. I've got it in my packet. Y'all have it?
Yeah, resolution 6.
Yes. I'm sorry, I forgot that one. It's a grant.
Well, since I'm the BOE guy, I'll make a motion we approve the BOE 2223 number 6.
I second.
We've got a motion to approve. We've got a second. 22-23, number 6. Any discussion?
What's this? I mean, I know it says here the $1.5 million, and it'll be used for the things listed.
Yes,
sir. Go,
man. Thank you, Chairman. This is a innovative schools grant. Every high school in Tennessee received $1 million. per high school, and every middle school received $500,000. And this will be spent over a period of 4 years, and multiple projects will be spent with CTE. This is all CTE, career technical education development. So I know the amount probably got your attention, and that's good. I'm glad to take anything from the state of Tennessee for $1.5 million for the students of county counties that are done for the career and technical education
programs.
And we're happy to receive that.
Thank you, sir.
That was a short answer.
I had a motion. I had a second. Yeah, I had a second. Yeah. Call the roll.
Nathan Lane.
Yes.
Nathan Sanders.
Yes.
Karen Hunter.
Yes.
Chris.
Yes.
Curtis George.
Yes.
Eddie Mayer.
Yes.
Brandon.
Yes.
Brandon.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Motion passes. All right. Entertain a motion to, you know.
So moved.
Adjourn. Got a motion to adjourn. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second. All in favor, aye?
Aye.
All opposed, no.